And now I'm joined now by Cork's Queen comedian Laura O'Mahony. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thanks, Brendan. Delighted to be here. Three big dirty Cork accents on the air.
Totally. We'll all only get worse as we talk to each other. Are you a big jazz person?
I love the jazz. You know, it brings this city to life. I'm absolutely weak for Sean Oak, though. Like, he used to be up on my wall.
Yeah, I could see you were losing
colours. Oh my God. When you mentioned Satanta, I was like, I've been stalking Satanta on Instagram going, how's everything in Hawaii, Satanta? I want to know everything about them. I love the jazz, Brendan. It's just, look at the city. It's buzzing. It's hopping. Like, after 2 years of being locked down, it's just like, we're all mad to go back out. I actually was so into jazz. The first festival I went to, I asked my parents to buy me a saxophone. And they sold my sister's drums to get me the saxophone, right? So we got the saxophone anyway. Sure, I didn't learn anything. I learned half a summertime and we sold it again. They got a coach.
So, Anna, come here, apart from jazz, how's the comedy scene in Cork?
The comedy scene is amazing, Brendan. So I'm a stand-up comedian and I'm obviously on the radio and Red FM during the week on Breakfast. But I just had a massive sold-out gig in the Everyman. And I swear to God, it was like a joyous riot. It was just chaos. The comedy scene is amazing. Like, the Everyman is one of the greatest rooms you'll play. But, like, around the city, there's City Limits, there's the Cocoa Club, there's gigs up in Collins. You never need leave Cork. And, like, Cork comedians often don't.
But the Everyman's a bit of a step up, isn't it?
Oh my God, the Everyman is huge. Show. Well, yeah. To be honest now, Brendan, I thought it was only a 500-seater. And as the tickets were going, I was like, oh God, it's 650. I was like, how am I going to shift these? But we did in the end. And it was just like, it felt like breathing a sigh of relief that there were still people out there that wanted to have the crack and just go on stage and have a ball. It was chaos in the best way.
Well, could you explain to me, I know this is like dancing about architecture now.
Yeah.
What kind of comedy do you do?
Oh, like stand up, like normal stories about like the kids, about my, actually most of this was about my mum and she was in the audience, about 70% about my mum watching Tipping Point and The Chase. But like, it's just normal stand up. It's just like making people laugh. I suppose during lockdown, like on my Instagram, it was all like my sole aim in life when I wake up in the morning is to try and have the crack. I'm just on a constant pursuit for how much crack can I have now today. It helps to be on a breakfast show as well because you have to have crack at 6 o'clock in the morning. But like, I just want to make people happy. There's enough misery. Do you know what I mean? You're not going to hear me talking about climate change. I'm going to be talking about crack. Do you know what I mean?
Climate change important too.
Very important. Yes,
but other people are better
at talking about that than I am, Brendan.
I think you might be right. Yeah, the show is advertised as skating, howling, screaming, Rory, and it's about dopes, doses and gold. That great word, which I have never heard outside. It was in The Young Offenders as well. Remember, there's this quick scene where a guy says, go on, you're goal.
Yeah, oh, everyone's a goal down in Cork. You're some goal.
And explain to people what a goal is.
Well, you're a dose, really, or you're just like one of those typical begrudging fellas you'd see around Cork going, oh, look, you're one girl thinking that she can do comedy. Do you know, like, a lot of people, my husband, they refer to him as Poor Shane because he's long suffering putting up with me. They're goals, the people that call him Poor Shane. Goals and doses, I'd say, are the same. Would you have doses in Dublin? Loads of them.
I'm not going to say. And come here, you love Cork, obviously. Oh, what's so great about Cork?
Well, I find when I do gigs outside of Cork, I find like I immediately have to claim, it's almost like I have to confess that I'm from Cork. We have a need to reference it, don't we? Like when I'm in Dublin, I'm like, guys, I'm from Cork. It's not an apology. It's a, and you're not. Aren't I amazing? I don't know. I think it's grown up here my whole life. Like my mom and dad were teachers in two big schools in Cork. Like,
which schools?
My dad was in Scoil Aliver in Ballyvallan and my mom was in Scoil Aisher Recreation in Fairn Rhee. So like we're, you know, my granny had a shop in the north side. Like my childhood is around Shandon Street, walking up and down there, going into the sweet shops and stuff. I just feel, and the little toy shops. I feel most at home just in the city, really. Like, and just like people seem more friendly than other places. I don't know what it is. We definitely have that kind of we're from Cork chip on our shoulder, but I like it. I like having that chip on our shoulder.
Yeah, I think we all understand each other as well in a way that when you leave here, people don't understand you in quite the same way.
No, like when I go to gigs in Dublin, people are like, you came all the way up 2.5 hours. I'm like, it's only 2.5 hours. Like, I didn't go to Outer Mongolia or anywhere. Like, I just drove up the road.
And equally then, if you go and live in Dublin, Cork people will always say to you, are you in Dublin all the time now? They think this is the most bizarre lifestyle choice that anyone.
My sister Yvonne,
all the time you're in Dublin.
My sister Yvonne married a Dub, and there's a bit of like, so you're going with that? Are you? You're going to live there? Is it okay? He's not coming down here. That's strange.
And come here. Your radio show then is with Rob Heffernan.
It is with the Walker, Rob Heffernan, and Ciara Evans. We're on Cork's Red FM. Monday to Friday. We've only been doing it since February. And it, like, Rob Heffernan, I cannot tell you, Brendan, he is the nicest man in the world. I was afraid he'd be like, come on, no, Laura, you have to go walking. But, like, he's not. I was afraid he'd have me in the gym. And very disappointed to discover he has a normal walk as well. I thought he'd do the little Olympic walk the whole time. Yeah. It's been a baptism of fire because obviously you're on air, the three of us, starting in February, brand new. It's like you're making your mistakes in front of the public. It's, you know, there's no hiding. But like, I feel like we're in a good spot now. We're chugging along. The momentum is with us. And like, there's nothing that'll keep you on your toes more, as you know, than being on the radio. And like,
I'd say Rob Heffernan's very chipper in the morning. He's so used to early mornings.
Well, we have a rule, Brendan, that you're not allowed to be tired, because if you're on breakfast radio 6 to 9, there's no space for tiredness. You come in the door, you have the crack. That's our only job. Like, we're under no illusions. We're not doing brain surgery. We literally just have to wake people up in a happy way between 6 and 9, and there's no better man to do that than Rob Heffernan.
And you as well. You've no dark side, Laura, do you?
You're
just 100% positive person.
I haven't found it yet, Brendan. I always have that feeling like it must be down the line. Yeah. I'm going to go very dark
that,
now
that
in
you
my
have
40s.
An interesting side or something. But no, you're just happy.
That even interesting side. She's very boring. She's
happy all the time. But you're not dark and interesting.
No, I'm not dark and interesting. Yeah. I'm bright and interesting. But you never know. There might be a hidden darkness now will reveal itself. Look, Brendan, I'm very lucky. Nothing majorly catastrophic has happened yet. Now, I've...
Don't say that.
Touch wood. It might happen yet. But I'm like, look, there's enough misery. For God's sake, can we just be a bit happy for a while?
Laura O'Mahony, Cork's queen, comedian, broadcaster, and uncomplicatedly happy person. Thank you very much.
Thanks, we'll take a break.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.